sliding up the Rockies.
Hey, everybody. It's time for your Browns Friday fumble.
Fall upon it.
Don't try to pick it up and run. Coming to you on this Victory Friday.
Victorious.
Shortly after a victory. I got to tell you, Dylan, I woke up today having it be a Thursday, and then I went, it's Thursday night football. I said to myself, fuck. But here we are. It's after the game.
Good news, bad news. Good news, we're not going to talk about the other game.
Yeah, I don't even remember what you're talking about. Not talking about that.
There's been a game since then.
Yeah, it's like a challenge. You can't go back and look at the previous game because you've already run another play. So we've done that. Finally, Stefanski comes to his senses, puts in starting quarterback Casey Kasem.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that top 40 throw to Johnny Stanton.
Gosh.
You saw some gutsy calls, some callsy guts out there, too.
I mean, that throw might have come in at number 25 on that count, on the top 40 count.
And it's only going up from there. Myles Garrett still currently being held by, what was his name, Bowles? Yeah, Myles Garrett still has Bowles' hand around up in his neck.
In his around his throat.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Miles doesn't care.
He doesn't mind.
He doesn't care that his hand is on his throat.
He'd like to see a flag thrown every once in a while.
Maybe in the fifth quarter.
Yeah. Maybe on the WKYC fifth quarter featuring a bunch of dudes with big hands. Like Bob Golic. Anyway... Yeah, it's a Thursday night football. We just stayed up really late to watch this game. Had we stayed up really late Wednesday to do a Friday fumble, I'll admit it, we'd just be wrecked. Dylan was a game time decision. We still don't know if we're going to have to put him on the IR with weightlifting trauma. Not a joke. He looks like he got in a bar fight before he came over here.
Really trying not to smile or laugh.
Smiling hurts. Sorry.
All that CPRAC Takra we just took in is really taking its toll.
We did watch, after the Browns, we watched the interviews. We saw a De'Ernest up there talking. Mm. We saw Casey Kasem up there talking to Michael Irvin and Joe Thomas. And then... then did we watch...
and we'll get back to that in a second.
Did we watch Thailand versus Malaysia from the 2014 Asian Games?
Yes, we did. We certainly did.
Did it include the original Thai commercials?
Yes, it 100% did.
Did it feature an angry Thai man storming out of his house when...
out of his family home.
His family home.
For a reason that I could not discern.
He was mad.
This man was very mad.
Did his young son then say a prayer,
multiple,
and bow down
multiple
in a
prayers,
prayer stance?
And there was a good bit of back and forth
between
him and the father.
And then did his daughter not climb onto his leg? And did a ray of sunshine not shine upon them?
And honestly, we assume that he didn't leave, but we actually did not get that resolution.
We didn't, but...
I'm sure if we understood the language, we may have received that resolution. However,
or what product was being sold. Maybe it was a public service announcement. I don't know. But man, oh man, am I emotional right now? I just think this man has made... I'm going to... you know, Dylan, you say it's not certain. I'm going to say he made the right choice. I'm going to say whatever it is that he was expected to have done or was about to do... His young monk son getting down into a very low prayer stance, saying some very inspirational words.
I mean, that kid was making me rethink some life choices.
Yeah, I almost quit this podcast. Like what am I doing with my life? This kid. And then
the daughter
got me. I'll admit
just
it.
Just clinging to
the
leg.
Clinging to the leg.
Oh, my gosh.
He felt the look in his eyes, like, he learned. He learned that day.
He knew he fucked up big time.
Yeah, big time.
whatever it was that was the catalyst for this moment, man, I'm sure it was bad.
Yeah, where was he going?
Well, that was the other thing. I couldn't understand.
He seemed so mad. Something happened outside of his home, and it made him real mad that he was going to go deal with this situation. And his son and his daughter,
convinced him not to go.
And also, it didn't hurt that a ray of sunshine shone down upon him.
Well, that was definitely fortunate for everyone involved.
Yeah.
Then
back to Tantra. Yeah, the water break was over.
Which, please, if you understand what prompted the
listeners,
I guess it was 10. There were 10 points scored by Malaysia at that point. That might have been it.
It was 10-6. Listeners, if you guys are familiar with the Asian sport of CPAC Takraw,
did somebody call a timeout water break?
Shout it out. It didn't look like they made any substitutions.
Nobody seemed to have even given a signal for it. Everybody just, I'm thinking it was somebody got to 10, but one of the teams got to 10 points.
That could be. I don't know what, I really don't know. I mean,
Are they points? Are they even points?
And see, Dylan, this is a good segue back into things, because I told you that Myles Garrett is currently being held, and you and I would at least admit to each other that we don't really know the rules of CPAC Takraw, right?
Exactly, right.
But you and I are not called upon.
We are not
to
in a
officiate.
Position. Yes, we are not
CPAC Takraw matches.
Not only am I not being compensated for that, also no one is asking
nobody
me to do that.
Yet when Casey Kasem fumbles a ball into the end zone, someone else recovers. Sure enough, did not an official run over and stick those two hands
he
up in the air?
Decided it was a touchdown.
Decided that was a touchdown, not knowing the rules at all. You and I, we're not professional football referees.
No.
Did we know that you're not allowed to do that?
Well, we did, and I think, you know, it harkens back to our trauma, I believe, from the previous playoff experience against the Chiefs last year.
Yeah.
That we were all very aware that this play would not result in a touchdown.
Right.
And heartbreakingly, we assumed that's going to be a touchback.
Right.
For the Denver Broncos.
The worst rule in sports.
The absolute worst rule in sports. Thankfully, not only was the... would have taken the touchdown there.
Yeah.
Would have taken it.
I don't think it was earned, but I would have taken it.
Thankfully, apparently there's some weird ass... We had Anthony Discostini doing a little background work research for us.
So that he missed the touchdown that was scored one play later.
Right.
To Johnny Rocket Stanton.
Right. Which found out the little niche rule about it being fourth down, that it couldn't result in a touchback.
Which is even dumber than anything.
Just really, they should probably take a look at that entire run of play.
Yeah. And I'm saying that I know more about this mystery commercial from Thailand than I do about this touchback rule. Maybe, you know what? Maybe we petition the league with the little praying kid.
Anytime I want anything done the rest of my life, I'm playing this kid.
Yeah, so I'm saying you go to the competition committee.
Kneel down.
He kneels down into a very low praying position.
Mm-hmm.
He says a few things, prays,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a young girl grab Roger Goodell's leg.
Yes.
And I think you'll get this solved.
Well, you got the ray of sunshine, although optional, I think we could probably fabricate that if needed.
I think with a light, even if it's just somebody's phone light.
Right.
I think you could do that.
Anyway, back to the issue at hand.
We
got a couple of outstanding performances tonight.
Yeah, we did.
We just got to call it out. I know...
Kudos to Jed Wills and Blake Hance, the two tackles tonight, who were able to avoid being, quote, killed by Von Miller. Unfortunately, he went out with an injury tonight, but he also did threaten to kill.
Yeah,
he said, whatever tackle it is, I'm going to kill him.
Well, I think we were all on sort of pins and needles. all, I mean, since he said it, really, you know, leading up to the game time, is, I mean, are we going to lose a right tackle?
We're already short-staffed at O-line right now, and if he's going to physically murder someone.
Like, that's sort of a, like a worst-case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, even, there. I mean, 3 weeks on IR is one thing.
But
then
dead?
Permanent dead, that's tough.
That's tough.
I mean, sure, the roster spot opens up, but...
Yeah, I mean, but in trying to fill that in week 8...
Yeah, that's not happening. And
come on.
So, yeah, thankfully that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And he, you know what? That's just a bucket full of sass to say something like that. He was just a sassy little guy that got up there and just had a, just, I, he said it and I went, ooh. And, but obviously did not come to pass. All the tackles were able to survive.
Mm-hmm.
They're all alive.
I mean, no offense, but, I just don't like it when somebody, you know, just outright threatens.
I don't like it either. And speaking of other members of the Denver Broncos, did anybody else catch the guy with the misspelled name, Strnad?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be Strand. Yeah. I'm just saying it. Like,
I think it's actually supposed to be Stained, S-T-A-I-N-D.
I'm just saying... This is the type of stuff that you would expect would get taken care of at Ellis Island, right? You show up, say, my name is Strnad, and they go, no, it's Stained.
Yeah, sorry.
It's either Strand or Stained.
Yeah, sorry, you're going to be having...
Or Slipknot.
Forearm tattoos and an acoustic guitar for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life. Let's see, who else? You had Teddy Bridge over Troubled Bridgewater.
Yeah. Mm. And you know what? Hey, look. Sounds of silence for this guy.
Yeah. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
That was just a real tough night for him, huh?
Yeah. Who else did they have? They had, I mean, we could have looked at this. It's late.
It's super late. Who scored the touchdown? Do you remember?
They had a couple of touchdowns. They had
Courtyard by Marriott.
They had, did they even have a running back?
Yeah, it was.
I'm going to assume it was
Melvin and the
Chipmunks. Melvin and the Gordons.
Yeah,
I thought it may have just been Terrell Davis back there. Like, it's been so long.
Well, it was Melvin Gordon, Melvin Gordon's son.
Oh yeah,
son of Melvin Gordon.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, they had like Crunchenberry.
Oh yes,
Boys the third.
And, yes, Crunchberry, Captain Crunchberry the third.
Yeah, whoops!
Oops, all berries.
Oops, all berries.
That and you know that was Pat Shurmur.
That was
that has Pat Shurmur stamp all over it.
Yeah, oops, all pass plays, but only like 2 yard pass plays.
Oops, yards after yak factor, man.
Yeah, there was some yak factor.
This harkens back to the Jake Delhomme era.
Tagless, baby.
Tagless and Yak Factor. You're looking for that. You know, you just got to give your guy an opportunity to bust one loose.
Yeah. And,
you know,
and the only one busting, though, was D'Ernest Johnson.
The only one busting.
I'm going to call it an embarrassment of riches in the running back room here at Cleveland
God.
Browns.
Even Demetric tonight had a nice little go at it a couple times.
And so. Sorry, NFL, we're just going to keep having good running backs.
Sorry.
That's just the thing we're going to do.
It's kind of like our thing now, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of good running backs. Good to see Jarvis back.
Can we just run the ball 70 times every game?
Try it.
Why not?
I'd also like to say that I just thought of Keenum was the case that they gave me. How do you like this new freeform Friday fumble, guys? Or do you want us to keep like writing it and stuff where it's actually fun? Because I'm having a good time now. I don't know if you guys are.
Real late, so my judgment...
I am laughing at everything. I'm having a great time. The Browns won.
My discerning taste right now may be a little skewed.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm really... Oh, also, I know this particular episode, not executive produced by Krang Lindstrom...
Yeah, we got the reins off tonight.
Yeah, it's Thursday night.
Well, he's asleep.
He's been asleep since the... He shut it off. He's after when the Broncos scored, he was like, "That's enough for me, guys. I'm heading back to bed."
That first Broncos drive.
Yeah, he was done.
That was it for him.
You know what?
Sleepy boy.
What was I in the middle of saying? We're not allowed to turn this into a ambulance the movie podcast future. But man, does that look like an intriguing movie definitely want to see.
Can we just explore
spend
the plot
money
a little
on
bit?
It?
So here's what I got from the trailer, Dave, and please interject where as needed.
You know what I'm going to talk about. I talked about
it
before.
I can't wait.
Okay.
So,
guys, there's going to be some anatomical terms about coming up, so just be prepared.
So basically, the bank robber goes off, and this man is carrying an automatic weapon.
Yeah.
You ostensibly uses it at some point.
Oh, he's firing at a lot of people.
Right.
I've seen... The attempt, I'm saying with every trigger pull is attempted murder.
I would say so. With one of those in a bank setting.
Oh, in any
where
setting.
Where you're trying to take money.
In any setting that's not you 100 yards from
a target
or a bale of hay.
Yeah. So this guy then has, a fleeting sense of responsibility and guilt for a cop that he has injured?
I don't know, because he didn't want to
and that
rob
wasn't
a bank.
Clear that, no. Granted, that was not made clear.
The
that
gentleman
the
from the Watchmen
the ambulance was
started the movie and said, "I need some money."
Right.
He said, "I need money to support my gigantic penis."
Right.
That everyone who watched the Watchmen saw.
And Jake Gyllenhaal said, "Bro, I get it.
Let's find the bank robbing crew.
Let me get my MK4.
Yeah.
Or whatever the hell he had.
And 700 rounds.
And silencers.
Yeah."
And then, but then this guy feels guilty because he shot a cop. And so now he's escorting, now he's trying to get the cop.
Well, he was trying to use him as leverage, saying,
"Was he though?
You can't kill us because we got this cop." I don't know.
There was a strong implication that Jake Gyllenhaal
was not the villain of the movie, but
was
the
going
hero.
To be turned into the anti-hero.
Oh, I just think the anti-hero is always going to have to be the giant penis. Maybe that's why I don't make movies.
As it goes.
You know.
As it goes.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I just can't imagine a world where I'm not going to pay $19 and stand in a long line to watch this.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to risk disease.
And then
Dylan
get in a
SARS
theater
COVID-19.
With a bunch of disgusting human beings next
I'm
to you.
I'm loving it.
And just
Putting back 4,000 calories at a cost of $80.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to do that. Oh, did you notice? A lot of people didn't see this, Dylan.
Okay.
Do you notice when the title comes up, the word ambulance? That's all you saw.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you saw it. Our listeners, all you saw was the word ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that the L.A.?
I did.
Was put in a different color? You guys probably missed that. And I'm telling you, the city of Los Angeles... That's a character in this movie.
It's absolutely a character in
usually
this movie.
Usually only happens with New York, but finally,
now
someone
here,
gives L.A.
somebody
some screen
finally
time.
Finally gives L.A. some screen time. And that's the thing, guys. If you live in L.A., your life is better.
Yeah, CJ knows.
You're a better person.
I haven't seen L.A. get this much screen time since our old show Entourage. When you're just cruising around L.A. with Vincent Chase. And you know what, Dylan? That's going to tie it back... to D'Arnest Johnson and Turtle.
The Turtle.
Slow grind. He's a turtle. He's going with
just
the snort emoji.
Puffing and huffing and puffing.
Yep, huffing and puffing. And so did Turtle, but he was puffing on that sweet, sweet sticky green.
Dave, we got a first start tonight out of D'Arnest Johnson for 146 yards. And that puts him at the number three all-time leader on first starts.
That's a pretty
You know who's number one?
Who, Dylan?
Kareem Hunt.
Yep.
148 yards.
That guy's on the Browns.
We got two of those dudes.
I'm also, you know, David Njoku, while he did have a good game, he did have that that penalty at the end, which negated the D'Arnest Johnson fall down, which I felt he should have gone in. I mean, it's your night, buddy.
Go ahead and take that.
Did you see
TD.
How Denver was moving the ball? Because I didn't.
Yeah, and that's really the thing, because here's the thing. We're not worried about giving Denver the ball back.
Mm-mm.
When Nicholas Chubb did that
We were worried about
last
Dak.
Year, 2 years ago.
Yeah, last
no,
year.
No, that was Deshaun.
Oh yeah,
that
was
Deshaun.
Because we learned from Dak.
Exactly.
We learned from Dak.
We learned from
Dak.
We applied the Dak accessories to Deshaun.
I'm not going to make any jokes about Deshaun Watson.
No. So anyway, when Nicholas Chubb went out, though, he knew that he was going to be starting.
Yeah.
At running back the next week.
That's
so he
true,
could go
too.
He could go get another
He's
touchdown.
He's like, oh, I'll find another touchdown somewhere.
Dearness, go ahead and take that touchdown,
take that
buddy.
Touchdown, guy. Let's.
Nobody's going to fault you for that one, buddy.
I'd also like to know if anybody had the balls to start him on your fantasy team.
Oh, my God. I want to see anyone.
Tweet
anyone,
at us,
even
at
if
us.
You have like seven flex spots in your
yeah.
roster, I want to see where
special
D'Ernest Johnson
special prize
up.
To anybody who has D'Ernest Johnson in a scoring situation, on
and not one of these one-off daily
oh,
fucking bullshit.
You can suck
draft
my
kings.
Draft Kings. No, that doesn't count. I'm
Blow
talking
me.
About the league that you get beat by Chad in every year.
Yeah.
That's the only league.
That's the only one that we're going to acknowledge or honor.
Let's see. What else happened in the game?
They gave us a big old announcement. I like how, who was it? Was it Buck or Aikman? It was Aikman. Said, oh, man, nobody in Cleveland wants to hear about John Elway or showing you John
yeah,
Elway.
Yeah, yeah. But here's some talk about John Elway.
And we're all like, yeah, we don't.
You're right.
Nobody
I don't
does.
Want to see that at all.
Nobody wants to see that.
I'll tell you one thing. They did really capture the heart of the city, though, Dylan. Joe
well,
Buck
they
and
always
Troy
do.
Aikman.
They
I mean,
always
they,
do.
I believe Troy Aikman was the one who said they love their Browns here in Cleveland. And it's true.
It's true.
He got us. Nailed it. Got
yeah.
us.
It's like it's almost like, you know what? Wouldn't it be crazy if he went down to East 6th?
Yeah.
Or East 4th and West 6th?
Or East 6th.
And went down to,
like if he went down just two more streets, it's like a weird alley.
Yeah, if he walked down East 6th and like ended up at East 6th and St. Clair at that weird public square.
Yeah. And you can't turn the other way. You have to kind of follow it all
He's
the way.
Like, dang. I get Cleveland
I get
now.
This.
Now I'm going to walk back to the Hilton where I'm staying.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the top goddamn floor of the Hilton.
Hey, that's a cool lake. you know, I'm surprised that he didn't mention the Rock Hall.
I am surprised. Not a lot of people know this. Cleveland is the birthplace of rock and
yeah.
roll. It's Not crazy. The music, but where they named it. And so that's why there's a very, very 90s style building in Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and mm-hmm. they have memorabilia, they have merchandise.
Yeah, and this is really only for insiders. This is, you know, gosh, you know,
this is a Rick Steves type thing.
Yeah,
and again, our producer Crane Lonberg's not going to let us do a Rick Steves
no,
type podcast.
No.
But yeah, it's not everybody knows about it. So kudos to you.
You know,
and about it.
It's, you know, one critique that I do have of the broadcast. Well, two critiques. First one, they were talking about the Hall of Fame in there. And I don't understand. I guess I just, do people think that Canton is really far from Cleveland?
Not sure.
Because I noticed that they never really talk about Northeast Ohio as someone who actually lives in Northeast Ohio would.
Right, yeah.
Like, yeah, Canton's not that far away, guys.
Not at all.
Like, the Pro Football Hall of Fame is literally down the street.
You could literally start at Cleveland Brown Stadium and make two turns and be at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah. Within under an hour on a good day.
Oh, under an hour for sure.
So that's one critique. Anyway, the other critique is, we had to see them talking about the ALCS, Dave.
Yeah, that's some garbage.
About the Barston Red Sox and the Houston trash bags.
Yeah, well, trash cans. That's what they used.
Yeah,
to cheat.
when they won the World
Series.
That's
what they used to cheat.
When they beat Cleveland on the way to them.
Yeah, then they cheated. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one guy's still surprised that he gets booed and stuff.
Yeah. So anyway.
Browns win 17-14. I think they covered. If you're a degenerate gambler, you're happy with it.
Yeah.
Case Keenum.
But honestly, maybe take a look at yourself.
Yeah. And what are you going to do Sunday? You got a full slate of games. Why don't you go do something with your kids? Maybe that guy was going to go gambling.
Oh, my God.
Think of your praying son.
And your daughter that is
grabbing your leg.
Helplessly clinging onto your khaki pant leg.
Yeah, very khaki. But he also had like this look to him. And I don't know.
They were linen.
I don't know the cultural cues in Thailand.
I don't either.
He was wearing like a white wife beater tank top and a plaid shirt, but it was only half. It was like only buttoned the bottom half.
Yeah.
And then like linen pants.
You guys are definitely picturing this.
Yeah. And so in America, that's working man.
Right.
I don't know what it is in Thailand. He could be wealthy. He could be a working man there too.
Right.
The
father archetype may be a little lost in translation here. We are not sure.
His wife, I thought it was his wife, using a sit down ironing board.
Yes. Yes, she was definitely.
That's the opposite of a standing desk. Is a sit down ironing board. You guys, it's late.
CPAC Takra.
The Browns won 17-14. We're going to post a link to that CPAC Takra or Takra. I don't know how, you know.
But it doesn't matter.
Potato, potato. I'm going to post a link to that to the Friday Fumble Twitter. We got a game coming up in another week, so we'll deal with that when it comes. But right now, enjoy this Victory Friday. Ken Carman tried to steal our bit by calling his show a Victory Friday. But we've been doing that for 6 years. Mike Pettin. It's late. I'm going to stop rambling. Thank you for listening. Dylan, do you want to thank anybody for listening?
Yes, I want to thank all of our fans that are listening.
Thank you for anybody who made it this far. We'll start writing things again soon, but right now it's so late. So
the Fumble Simps.
The Fumble Simps, you're here with us. Anyway, my name is Dave.
I am Dylan.
And this has been your Browns Friday Fumble Victory Edition.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book. And together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.